Panel 4, Khumbu Icefall. This is a detailed picture of one of Eric's 300 ladder crossings that he made on this expedition. On the left-hand side is a surek, or chunk of ice. Even though it towers above the climbers, it is not a particularly large surek. They can get as large as a skyscraper. They are all extremely unstable and make climbing through them extremely risky. Find the ladder. Each end rests on the edge of the crevasse or gap in the ice field. As each climber walks across the ladders, he pulls the ropes taut from the far side and lets them fall slack behind. Here you can see one of Eric's teammates talking with him as he makes the crossing.
I remember the first day through the icefall was a big test for Eric and an interesting moment in the expedition because we really weren't sure how it was going to work out. The ladders are something that all sighted climbers really dread. And the amazing thing about it was that when we got there, Eric found that compared to the rest of the jumble of the Khumbu Icefall, that the ladders actually provided some regularity. But to him, at least he knew that once he was on a ladder, the rungs were going to be pretty evenly spaced. And although they kind of tipped and had different angles and stuff, it was a much more controlled terrain than the rest of it, which is just such a jumble of snow and ice. And it was sort of one of those interesting twists that we hadn't expected. Eric was actually looking forward to the ladders compared to all the sighted climbers who would look down at these crevasses and wonder what they were doing there. I think Eric had the opposite reaction when he was walking over all the rest of the snow and ice.
The walls of the crevasse drop down to unknowable depths. The entire Khumbu Icefall is made up of ice blocks of all sizes, sliding, grinding, and tumbling down through the valley formed by the shoulders of Mount Everest and Lhotse. On Eric's first trip through the ice falls, he took 13 hours to reach Camp 1. His second trip took 9 hours, a great improvement. Eric was able to complete his fifth and final trip up through the falls in a remarkable 5 hours.